भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 13, text number 26, called the Nature, Enjoyer, and Consciousness. Anye tveva majananta shrutyam ye vyakupasate te pi chati tarantyeva mrityum shruti parayana. Again, there are those who, although not conversant in spiritual knowledge, begin to worship the Supreme Person upon hearing about Him from others. Because of their tendency to hear from authorities, they also transcend the path of birth and death. So please repeat. Again. There are those, although not conversant in spiritual knowledge, begin to worship the Supreme Person upon hearing about Him from others. Because of their tendency to hear from authorities, they also transcend the path of birth and death. So what was the first word in the translation? And the second one? So again, there are those who are, although not conversant in spiritual knowledge, begin to worship the Supreme Person upon hearing about Him from others. Because of their tendency to hear from authorities, they also transcend the path of birth and death. So, why is it that the people, what is the ultimate goal of hearing from the authorities? Well, what is one of the goals of hearing from the authorities? What's that? Transcending birth and death. And how do these people do it? Yeah, by hearing. So we have to learn how to hear. We want to. This is the easiest method to make spiritual advancement, is to learn how to hear. Purport. This verse is particularly applicable to modern society, because in modern society there is practically no education in spiritual matters. Some of the people may appear to be atheistic or agnostic or philosophical, but actually there is no knowledge of philosophy. As for the common man, if he is a good soul, then there is a chance for advancement by hearing. This hearing process is very important. Lord Chaitanya, who preached Krishna consciousness in the modern world, gave great stress to hearing, because if the common man simply hears from authoritative sources, he can progress. Especially, according to Lord Chaitanya, if he hears the transcendental vibration, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It is stated, therefore, that all men should take advantage of hearing from realized souls and gradually become able to understand everything. The worship of the Supreme Lord will then undoubtedly take place. So, when will worship of Krishna undoubtedly take place? Yeah, but yes. What will happen if we hear from realized souls? What will we be able to do? Well, we'll be able, here it says, all men should take advantage of hearing from realized souls and gradually be able to understand everything. So when we understand everything, then we'll undoubtedly worship Krishna. Lord Chaitanya said that in this age, no one needs to change his position, but one should give up the endeavor to understand the absolute truth by speculative reasoning. One should learn to become a servant of those who are in knowledge of the Supreme Lord. If one is fortunate enough to take shelter of a pure devotee, hear from him about self-realization, and follow in his footsteps, one will be gradually elevated to the position of a pure devotee. In this verse, particularly, the process of hearing is strongly recommended. And this is very appropriate, although the common man is often not as capable as so-called philosophers. Faithful hearing from an authoritative person will help one transcend this material existence and go back to Godhead, back to home. So, we'll read the verse again. Anye tvevam jananta shrutyam yevyakupasate tepi chati trantyeva mrityam shruti parayana. Again, there are those, although not conversant in spiritual knowledge, begin to worship the Supreme Person upon hearing about him from others. Because of their tendency to hear from authorities, they also transcend the path of birth and death. Mam Vishnu Vraya Krishna Pristai Bhutai Srimate Bhakti Viranta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasvatundeve Gauravani Vajarne Nirvishesha Srinivadi Paskatyade Satarne. If anyone speaks Spanish, we have, every year we put out a health and welfare journal. We also translate them in different languages. So I sold all the ones in English, at least previous years. We have a new one coming out just now. But this one is our newest one in Spanish. We put them out in different languages. So if anyone here speaks Spanish or can read Spanish, we have a more than one. This is just a copy I have with me. If you'd like to get one, we ask for a donation for them. They have articles on Ayurveda, on herbs, on many, many different subjects about health. If you just get one, you'll probably become more healthy. Keep it in your house as a good health magazine. Here it says we have to learn how to hear. Of course, everyone thinks they hear perfectly. Therefore, what does it mean to hear? Well, at the very beginning of Bhagavad Gita, as we've heard many times, or we're trying to hear, Krishna has explained the fact that we're not this body. When I first joined the movement, 1968, we didn't have the Bhagavad Gita available. The only books that were available were Srila Prabhupada's first three volumes of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And, well, the only time we heard Bhagavad Gita, we had one piece of paper from Dr. Radha Krishna's book, translation of the Bhagavad Gita. And of that, we only had the translation for one verse. The verse was chapter 2, verse number 13. Dainos minita dehe, komaram yovanam jara, tata dahantra praptir, diryas tatran muyati. As the embodied soul passes within a body, which is going from boyhood to youth to old age, so similarly, the soul will pass to another body at the time of death. A self-realized soul is not bewildered by all these different changes. In other words, basically speaking, although we are all spiritual souls, and therefore have absolutely nothing to worry about, because we have absolutely no problems. The only problem is that we think we have problems. Unfortunately, that's a big problem. But if we can learn or understand that we have no problems, that will be the end of all our problems. And Krishna has explained it very simply, but very clearly, the fact that we've had so many bodies, just like now this body is a problem. We can see that some of us are in chairs, some of us are against the wall, and the rest are just slumping over anyhow. It's very hard to sit up straight with this body. And when we do, it hurts. And most of us are probably hungry, wondering when the class is done. And after we eat, we have our, as Prabhupada said in the lecture today, we have our little bottle of Tums or whatever we have to counteract whatever the effects of the food are. Then we have to struggle to go to sleep, struggle to wake up, we have to struggle to go to work, we have to struggle to so many things. It's called karshati, the material existence. It's a struggle. And it's always a new struggle. It's always, not every day, it's the same struggle. One day we wake up with one problem, next day we wake up with another one. And in the midst of solving problems, we're very happy how expert we are, not only in solving problems, but modern society is expert at creating problems to solve. And then they give each other rewards for solving the problems that they themselves are creating. So in the midst of this, we're unaware of the fact that actually our only problem is that we're absorbed in this material world full of problems. That we ourselves are spiritual souls, and therefore, no matter what happens in this material world, either a great gain or a great loss, it has nothing to do with ourselves. Just like watching a movie in which the hero becomes fabulously wealthy. No matter how wealthy the hero in the movie becomes, our bank account stays the same. And even if the hero loses all his money, still we ultimately don't lose anything. So presently, as I've explained before, this body has become our hero. Although we're not the body, we become more or less enamored with the idea that this body is our deity, and we should love it, we should worship it, we should give all our energy to it, and by doing so, we'll make progress and become happy in this world. And everyone's doing that. And the amazing thing is, in spite of all our sincere endeavors to worship our body and serve it faithfully, everyone winds up in the same position at the end. Namely, dead. Everyone winds up in the same position, dead last. So we may think this person's ahead of me now. He's more talented, more successful, more beautiful, more strong, more intelligent. But ultimately, everyone winds up in the same place. Nowhere. But in the meanwhile, we're working hard to try to get somewhere, but actually we're not going anywhere. The only way of getting somewhere is to get out of illusion. And the only way of getting out of illusion is explained here. We have to hear from someone who's not an illusion. And the best person who's not an illusion is Krishna, or those who are factually following Krishna's instructions. And it's very simple. It's not a competition to become some advanced spiritualist or this or that, because we're all, by nature, spiritualists, because we're all spiritual. No one's going to make us spiritual. We already are spiritual souls. Someone can help us realize who we are already. Therefore, the beginning of spiritual knowledge is to understand that in spite of all the changes or whatever body I get, whatever changes the body goes through or whatever body I'm in, it makes absolutely no difference. What the real difference is who we're hearing from. If we hear from the materialists who glorify how wonderful it is to have a material body, and how wonderful everyone else's material body is, that we have such wonderful bodies and we should all be very so happy and thankful we've gotten this material body. And that we have great plans in the future, how this body is going to become, it's already special, but with a little makeup, a little underarm deodorant, a little proper toothpaste, and it's going to become super special. Everyone's going to look at your body and worship it, fall down at it, say, oh, what a body. Can I touch it? Can I offer some RT to it? As I said the last time I was here, we wake up in the morning and we look in the mirror and we question Brahma Jignasa, Atarto Brahma Jignasa. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the greatest of them all? And immediately the mirror responds, telling us that by your pious activities, after many lifetimes, you're getting darshan with the absolute truth in front of you. The only thing that stands between you and perfection is service to the truth. Inspired and enlightened by such intimate knowledge of the truth, we immediately perform abhishek to the deity, if we're a little pious, take a shower or a bath. Then we decorate the deity, we clothe the deity, we put perfume on the deity, we make offerings of food for the deity, and then we go out into the world on Sankirtan to spread the glories of the deity all over the world. So in this way, we're in love with this body, and anything that's connected to the body becomes sanctified by connection with my body, becomes holy, the holy land of Los Angeles, the New World, America, whatever. Everyone, my family, whatever I come from, it all becomes special. But it is all a dream. Because we're not the body. It is just a movie we're watching. The real purpose of this movie is to utilize this body in the service of the actual worshipable deity, Krishna, and then we'll realize our spiritual identity. So therefore, Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, he's trying to tell us that now you're serving the material energy, but we have an opportunity in the human form of life to learn how to serve the spiritual energy, change our experience from matter to spirit. We cannot change this body immediately in the sense that if we're in a car, in an airplane going to a destination, we cannot suddenly jump out of the airplane. It would not be very healthy to do so. But while we're in the airplane, wherever the destination, the airplane, wherever it's going, we can pick up a Krishna book, read about Krishna, we can eat prasadam, we can chant japa, whatever. We have an opportunity, even in an airplane, to perform devotional activities to Krishna. So while we're in this body, we can utilize this body in Krishna's service and therefore become aware of Krishna. And that begins by hearing. Hearing that we're not the body, that we're actually spiritual beings, and that there is a God. It is all not going on by accident, this world. The sun is not rising in its orbit exactly on time in the morning and setting exactly on time by accident. There is a God, and we're not that God. Sorry to disappoint anyone here. Of course, you don't believe me. This body is not God. We're not God. But there is a God. And that God is a nice person. Although he's been severely criticized. or denied or neglected. If God was running for president, he surely probably would get very few votes. He's not even that popular. Considering the candidates, you know, you wonder how popular God is if you couldn't even win the election. So people don't have faith in God. They criticize him, they ignore him, they can't understand him. Some people say they love him, but they don't know anything about him. Could you imagine if you told everyone, I'm madly in love with this girl, but I don't know who she is. I don't know what she looks like. I don't know where she lives. I don't really know what her name is. I don't know anything about her, but somehow or another, I'm madly in love with her. So similarly, because people have no knowledge about Krishna, they have no knowledge about God, they have no knowledge about their own selves. They're immersed in illusion, a false self, working hard to serve the false self, with no knowledge of the real self, or actually how this material nature is working, simply some idea that we're all great. If you ask someone, you know, please take this book, read it about Krishna, they go, oh no, I'm good. That's all right, I'm good. Well, I'm sure you're good, but unfortunately, because you don't know who you are or what to do, therefore there's something that can be improved. No, it's all right, I'm perfect. The only difference between me and God is that God has to write a book to convince everyone that he's God, but I'm already convinced. I don't need your book. I already know who's God. Me. Therefore, if one is a little sincere, a little interested in trying to understand things clearly, then Bhagavad Gita is a great opportunity to hear things properly, understand things properly, and when we understand how nice, how great Krishna is, how wonderful our relation with Krishna is, then undoubtedly we'll begin the process of following his instructions. That no one knows better for us what to do, first of all, to get out of the bodily concept of life. Which president, just like now, they have elections now. I don't follow them because I have no faith, but because ever since I was in America, every politician has promised the same thing, and none of them give it. Everyone promises, I'll make you all happy, I'll solve all your problems, the economy will grow, there'll be no more worries, everyone will love us, etc. And when they get in, the first person that everyone hates is them. They all promise the same thing, but they don't promise how to get out of the bodily concept of life, which is our real problem. All these other problems, even the birds don't have the problems. The birds don't get together and promise, if you elect me as president bird, I'll give a worm to everyone. Even the birds don't lie like that. Nor giving a worm to every bird doesn't solve all his problems. That our real problem is how to get out of old age, disease, and death, and then finally have to take birth again in some body, maybe not even human form. That's our real problem. But which leader is promising to free us from illusion? They themselves are all an illusion. And they're all usually lying. Just like it says, how do you know when a leader is lying in our country nowadays? How can you tell when a leader is lying? What's that? That's when they're not lying. Yes. As soon as they start, how do you tell when a leader is lying? Because they're moving their lips. And even they try to tell the truth. They try to be sincere. They sincerely want to help people. But because they themselves are an illusion, they don't know that they're actually souls trapped in material bodies, and that progress is to get out of the bodily concept of life. Because they don't know that, therefore they themselves are misled, and they're misleading everyone else. Andaya tandera upigyamanas te pifsha tantra urudami bada. But here Krishna is saying, just listen. Spend a little time, hear from Krishna. He's our friend. He's talking to Arjuna because Arjuna is Krishna's friend. He's simply talking for Arjuna's benefit. Krishna is not a soul like ourselves, trapped in illusion, trying to talk his way out of it. He's not an illusion. He's fully aware of reality, and he's giving us this information simply for our benefit. And if we hear from him and then follow his instructions, then the result is gradually we'll get free from this bodily concept of life and all our worries will go away. And when positively, when we realize our relation with Krishna and how everyone has a relation with Krishna, and that relation with Krishna is full of love, full of unlimited wonders and awareness, and everyone has that relationship, and it's like a machine in the spiritual world. Here in the material world, everyone is producing anxiety and greed, lust, anger, frustration. And the spiritual machine, the spiritual cooperation, the spiritual activities produce more and more awareness, wonderful awareness of loving feelings and emotions between Krishna and his devotees and between Krishna's devotees and each other. It's a wonderful opportunity to develop real relationships based upon progressive loving exchanges rather than more and more anxiety competing with each other to become something that no one can ever become, namely the Supreme. Everyone is trying here to become the best, trying to make sure everyone else is worst. I'm the best only because you're worst. What a world. I'm good because you're all bad. And if you become good, then I'm in danger, so I have to become better than you. But in the spiritual world, everyone is really good, and they're trying to help everyone become better, and therefore they themselves are becoming better by helping others become better. And the best, Krishna, he's the one who helps better than everyone else. That's one of the reasons why he's the best. Because he can help everyone better than anyone else can. And here, if you become better than everyone else, well, watch out. Everyone's going to try and drag you down as you try and drag everyone else down with you. So, better choose the spiritual world, spiritual consciousness, spiritual awareness, and that all comes by hearing from Krishna and by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Then there can be actual progress, and whoever wins, it won't make any difference anyhow. They're making so much money is being spent, so much advertisement, so much propaganda, and at the end we're all going to wind up dead anyhow. Old age, disease, death. They're not making any solution to these problems and not even attempting to make solutions. They're just promising more oil so we can run our car and whatever else, which is all right. These things are necessary, but they're not the ultimate solution to our problems. But Krishna, he's not even running for election, and yet he's giving us good advice. So, if you get a chance, vote for Krishna by reading Bhagavad Gita and chant the holy name. So, thank you. Any questions? Comments? Okay, so we'll stop there. Thank you very much. Granth Raj, Bhagavad Gita, Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai, Gaur Premanande, Hari Om.